Hi everybody, I'm Katya and welcome to the Lotus Flower Yoga Podcast. Feel free to follow me on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube. Now let's begin.
So welcome to my channel, I'm Katya, and within this session we're going to do a gentle vinyasa flow. So we're going to go a little bit slower than normal, allowing us to just take our time as we move and transition. So just starting this session in a seated position. So just allowing yourself just to find your sit bones. If you need anything to sit on, then getting yourself a cushion or whatever you need. And we're just going to draw the shoulders down the back. Seated position, cross legs, and then just turning your palms up to face the ceiling. We'll close the eyes down, and I just want us a moment just to check in, just to explore that inhale and that exhale. I inhale and that exhale. Just allowing yourself just to be aware of the breath and how it's moving. And just allowing yourself just to come into the body with the awareness of the breath. Becoming more and more present as we explore the space within our body. So with your next inhale, we're just going to float the arms all the way up and by the side of the ears, keeping the shoulders down. And with the exhale, we're just going to start to move gently over to the right with the spine. The left hand is coming to the left knee and the right hand is coming behind the back. So just allowing yourself just to exhale into the depth of that. And then inhale, just coming all the way back up with the arms. And then with the exhale, the right hand is coming onto the right knee as the left hand comes behind the back. We're getting rid of all the breath as we spiral in, as we inhale all the way back up, as we exhale all the way back off to the right. Inhale up. Exhale off to the left. Inhale up. Exhale off to the right, really keeping the spine long. Inhale up. Exhale off to the left. Gently inhale all the way up. And then we're just going to exhale. We're just going to float the hands all the way down in front of our legs. And then just start to gently walk the hands forward as you allow yourself just to keep the legs soft. Just breathing deep into the spine. And as you exhale, just see if you can find some more softness in the hips as you inhale. As you exhale. As you inhale. As you exhale, then inhale them arms all the way back up and exhale them all the way back down by the sides. Just cross your legs so that they're the other cross. And then we're just going to inhale the arms back on up by the side of the ears and exhale. The right arm is going to come down as the left arm stays by the side of the ear. We move into that right side, dropping that left hip. Inhale back up, keep the spine long. Exhale back into the other side. Left hand drops as the right arm gently comes up and over with the ear. Inhale up. Exhale into the other side. Really surrendering the opposite hip down. Inhale up. Exhale into the left, dropping the right hip. One more each side. Inhale up. Exhale in, just dropping into the body, dropping into your breath. Inhale up. Exhale off to the left. Drop the right hip. Inhale up. And then exhale, float the arms down. And again, just see if you can walk forward gently and slowly, dropping the sit bones. With every inhale, lengthen. With every exhale, just surrender the legs, the shoulders. One more breath here. Inhale all the way back up, float the arms. Exhale them all the way back down by the side. Then we're just going to come to hands and knees. So just bringing yourself all the way to your hands and knees. Find some cat cows. Inhale, open. Exhale, cat. Inhale, open. Dropping the navel, opening the chest. Exhale, cat. One more, inhale, open. Exhale, cat. Inhale, neutral, tuck them toes. Gently and slowly take yourself into your first downward facing dog. So as you come into your first downward facing dog, just take an inhale, lift the heels high. And then exhale, heels down, maybe bent knees. Inhale, high. Exhale, heels down. Shoulders away from ears. Inhale, high. Exhale, heels down. Just find one or two more breaths here. Then just slowly and gently, just gently take the knees down. Just step the right foot all the way through between the hands. Just take an inhale, just lengthen up through the spine, and then just exhale. Just see if maybe the knee can track a little bit over the ankle towards the second toe. With the inhale, you're just pulsing back. So the hips move back, maybe the toes move up, the knee can stay bent. As you exhale, flatten the foot, sink into your hips, knee coming over, second toe. As you inhale, come back, keep your chest open if you can. As you exhale, sink it back over the toe and just find a few breaths here, allowing the hands to come onto the thigh maybe as you lengthen up through the spine, shoulders down the back, keeping your back toes tucked. One more breath. Exhale, hands down, gently and slowly step back to your knees or to a plank. It's optional, so whichever one feels best. Just take an inhale if you're on your knees or in your plank, and then slowly either drop the knees or slowly make your way down to your belly, using the arm strength, keeping your elbows tucked into the side of the waist, forehead touches, pointing your toes. With an inhale, lifting the head and the chest. The apex of the ribs stay down and so does the belly. Shoulders move down and into the back body. Exhale, sink the forehead. Take an inhale, lifting the head and the chest. Again, shoulders down the back. Exhale, melting the forehead. Inhale, bringing yourself back into cobra. Exhale, back down. Push all the way into the hands to come to all fours. Tuck your toes and send yourself back into your downward facing dog. Again, bringing in the chin to the chest just so that you're gazing towards your belly button, shoulders down the back. Just find two more breaths. Now the left leg is going to come through, so drop your knees if you need to. Just stepping through, and then again, take the inhale, lengthen. With the exhale, just sink over that ankle. Then inhale, you're bringing the hips back. You're seeing if maybe you can send the toes up. Exhale, pulse back through. Inhale. Exhale. And then just staying, just opening up, maybe bringing the hands to the thigh, drawing the belly, tucking the sit bones, lengthening your spine, shoulders down the back, breathe. And then again, release, exhale to your knees or to your plank. Again, optional, take an inhale on each. And then slowly drop the knees or come all the way down back to your forehead. Hands can slide a little bit further towards the ribs, the lower ribs now. So inhale, bringing the head and the chest up. Again, you can stay there. You're just going to see if you can float off the ribs to the pubis. As you exhale, roll back down, keeping your elbows tucked into the waist. Inhale, back up. Again, just go where the back feels safe. Exhale down, keeping the shoulders away from your ears. Last one. Inhale up. Exhale down. tucking the toes back to your hands and then all the way back into your downward facing dog. Extra few breaths here. Again, the chin to the chest. Soften the knees if you need to. Shoulders down the back. And then we're going to lift high off the heels with an inhale. Bend the knees and just gaze forward and just take little steps to the front of your mat. And then you're just going to fold all the way over your legs. Bend the knees if you need to. Let your spine just curl. With the inhale, we're just bringing the hands to the knees as we flatten out the back, the shoulder blades towards each other on the back. And then exhale, just melt down your legs. Again, knees can be soft. Inhale, flat back. Again, knees and hands to each other. Exhale, melt. Head soft. Inhale, again, lengthen the spine forward. Exhale, melt back down. So we're going to come all the way to standing from here. So whenever you're ready, just start to bend the knees, start to lift the head. Then draw the shoulders towards each other on the back, then arms, then push through the feet and flow all the way up, sealing the hands over the head. And then exhale all the way down through center. Then inhale, floating the arms all the way back on up. We're going to fall back down. Exhale the hands down the center as you soften your knees and you fold all the way back down the body, melting the heart to the legs. And then inhale back to your flat back, hands to your knees. Exhale, melt all the way back down towards the legs and step gently back with your left foot. The left foot is stepping back and you're just going to slowly and gently drop into the left knee. And then from here, you're just going to slowly and gently push again back up towards the thigh. And I just want you to, again, just activate into the hips, just lengthening up the spine, and then see if with an inhale you can float your arms all the way up again over the crown. As you exhale, bring them down the center line. Keep that right hip back. Inhale up with the arms. Exhale back down. Inhale, float up. Exhale, bring the hands all the way back down towards the floor and just come back up off that knee and just see if you can seal the edge of the foot down so that you've got heel-heel alignment. And then just push through the feet and just come to a stand. Take an inhale, float the arms. Take the exhale, bend that right knee on top of the ankle, opening the knee to the little toe side, bringing the right hand to the right thigh, lengthen all the way up through that left side of the body. Then inhale, floating the legs straight and the arms parallel. As you exhale, bend that right knee on top of the ankle and float back into the left side. Do that one more time. Inhale, back up, straighten the leg. Exhale, back in. And let's just hold here for one or two breaths. Gazing maybe up to the left finger, thumb, or maybe just forward with the head, shoulders down the back. See that the knee is opening to the little toe side, it's on top of the ankle. Then with your next exhale, you're just going to windmill the left arm past the face and down, and then just allow yourself just to either bring it to the knees or come straight to a plank. It's up to you. Take an inhale, whichever one you've chose. Then take the exhale and come all the way down. Elbows tucking towards the side of the waist. Forehead touches. Point the toes. Inhale back through a cobra. Bhujangasana. Exhale all the way back down. Again, just slowly pushing and slowly melting yourself back to downward facing dog. With the inhale, come back off the heels, bend the knees, gaze forward, take steps to the front of your mat, fall back in. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, melt down. We're going to come back to a standing position from here. So slowly again, bend the knees, lifting the head, lifting the shoulders, the arms. Inhale, up. Exhale, down the center. Inhale, float the arms up. Exhale down the center, melt in half again, fold in the belly towards the thighs, sink,
release the head, inhale,
flat back, exhale, melt back down, step back with your right foot. Again, we're dropping that right knee. You're just allowing yourself just to engage through the hips, bringing the left hand, and then with the inhale, see if you can float them arms all the way back up. Exhale, sinking through the hips. Inhale up. Exhale down. One more, inhale up. Exhale, hands back to the floor. We're just going to lift the back knee, ground through the edge of the right foot, and then push your way up. Again, float the arms. Inhale with your exhale, bending the left knee on top of the ankle. Left hand to the thigh, right arm up to the sky. Inhale back up, straighten the leg with it. Exhale back into this left side, opening the right side. Inhale back up. This time we'll stay, exhale back in. And then here you're going to either gaze up towards that right thumb or gaze forward and just explore your breath. One more breath. Then we'll meander the arm past the face and down. Again, coming back onto your toes. You can drop onto the knees or plank. This is our last one. Take the inhale, take the exhale, make your way to the floor. Forehead touches, pointing your toes. Inhale up for your cobra. Let's find about three breaths in your cobra. Shoulders down the back. Legs are active and strong. And then roll down the front of the body. Rest the forehead. Push through the hands all the way to your knees, back into a child. And just rest the forehead down. Just observe how your body is, how your breath is. And then coming all the way back up onto hands and knees and just making your way down onto your back. So we just make our way down onto our back. We just open the knees, just let the base of the feet come together. You just bring the hands onto the belly and just connect with your breath. Exhale, relax as the breath leaves, feeling the rise and fall of your belly with the breath. Soften into the breath, into the body. And just letting your palms turn up. And just letting your legs lengthen. And just resting here as long as you need to. If you like these gentle flows, then do give me a thumbs up, guys, and I'll do some more of these. Or leave a comment below if you've got any requests. Thanks for watching. Namaste.